Preparations for the Ellis County Fair are underway. From the Cottonwood Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Tamara Robertson, along with Family Community Wellness Agent Monique Kerner, stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're all really, really busy, especially me. I'm one of the people in charge of making sure all of our 4-H stuff is ready to go for the fair.
How's it coming along?
Good so far. Our summer intern has been hard at work doing a few things for me, and Monique and Jay and Stacey have been helping me as well.
She hides the stress very well.
Thank you. Very
calm. Calm, cool, and collected.
On the exterior, right?
Definitely.
Internally screaming.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little.
So when is the Ellis County Fair set for this year?
So it is the 15th through the 22nd, but all of our 4-H events happen from the 17th to the 22nd.
Of July?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
July. Okay, so we're just about a month out then.
Yep. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff that's happening between now and then, and some of our pre-fair stuff happens the week before. We've got set up on Wednesday, and then Thursday is our public fashion review, and we've got our youth can go and model and have some fun. And then on Tuesday is our free will donation bake sale. So all of our entries for foods and nutrition project get to be sold on Tuesday the 18th. And then our livestock shows happen Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then our champion fitting and showing contest is 6 p.m. on Friday, July 21st. And that's the best of our best. And then our food challenge, which is kind of like a small version of Chopped, our 4-H'ers get to participate in. That happens on 9 a.m. on Saturday. And then our champion foods and our livestock sale happens on 6 p.m. on Saturday as well.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we've got a full list of all of our 4-H events on our website, and you can find some more events on the Ellis County Fair Board page.
Very good. I am curious, though. How are you set up for food judges this year? You got everybody you need? Because I will make that sacrifice if needed.
You could probably do our open contests.
Yeah.
Our pie baking.
Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Pies.
Okay, yeah.
And I would imagine that the blue ribbon winners and the grand prize winners, you could probably raise their prices on their for that auction later on, too.
Definitely. So,
yeah. This is the good one. You want to bid high on this one.
Right. Yeah, that's the fun thing is our grand champions get to remake their products and sell them right before our livestock sale. So it's kind of fun to see cookies go for hundreds of dollars and cakes and all the other good stuff.
Absolutely. In all seriousness, though, are you guys all set up for help you need, or are there people out there, if they're looking to maybe volunteer, could you use them?
Oh, we could always use help. Just walk up, ask us if you would like to help, and we can put you to work.
Yep. Call the office.
Yeah, call our office, and we can find somewhere to put you in. The fun thing is we've got helpers that sit with our judges and write comments. So our judge will say, here's how to make your project better. And they'll write little notes and put that on with the project. And once fair is over, those kids get those comment sheets back and figure out how to make some things better for their project next year or what to do.
Very cool. And that's kind of what it's all about, right? Is learning. It's experiencing and doing and the practical application of the things that you talk about, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's part of 4-H is getting life skills for the future. And my favorite was always the foods judging, you know, learning that you might have overbaked or overmixed or whatever. And, you know, I still use those judges' comments today of knowing when I've overmixed something or just those little things. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, very neat.
So we're probably not looking for like a Gordon Ramsay type of judge.
No.
Although on Chef Junior, he's a cuddly teddy bear too. So.
Right.
Well, we got to talk about this as well. You got your Discovery Days coming up, right?
So it actually happened last week.
Oh, we already missed it.
Yes. So that's okay. We had three youth from Ellis County that went to Discovery Days. And we got to celebrate 100 years of Discovery Days. It was formerly known as Roundup. Almost 200 youth, ranges from 13 to 18 year olds, got to experience K-State campus. It was 3 days of living on campus, eating in the dining hall, and attending sessions in the classrooms. We also got to participate in watching the 2022 state project award winners get recognized. And then we also got to meet Dan Mears, who is the mascot of Kansas City Chiefs. He plays Casey Wolf as our guest speaker. So we all got to interact with him and take some pictures. And he did a great testimony for our 4-H youth.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool to provide those opportunities to those kiddos.
Definitely. And when they got to meet the project winners, they got to meet a lot of our Kansas 4-H Foundation donors as well. So they got to meet some big people in our 4-H world.
Yeah, help perpetuate the cycle, right?
Yep, definitely. And it gives them an opportunity to see the state winners and, you know, kind of push them towards getting to that goal.